From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, continue a slow advance on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Intense street battles were reported Tuesday. On Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts to salvage a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he regretted the decision by both Syria and Russia to pursue a military path.
We acknowledge in sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war that he has chosen, chlorine gas, barrel bombs against his people. And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Meanwhile, the Russian military said it deployed air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and Russian vessels offshore. It brought this response from Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
Last I checked, the Russians said that their primary goal was to fight extremism, ISIL and Nusra in Syria, and neither one has an air force. So I would question just what the purpose of the system is.
Russia has deployed similar systems around an air base in the coastal province of Latakia. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said his government has delayed elections to make sure the country is better prepared for them. Speaking Tuesday, Mr. Kabila said we want to be prepared when we hold the election. The DRC's Election Commission said Saturday it expected the ballot supposed to take place in November will be put off to December 2018. Mr. Kabila's supporters insist logistical and budgetary constraints are the reason. Critics say the DRC leader wants to extend his rule. This is VOA News. A fierce late-season hurricane battered the Caribbean nation of Haiti Tuesday with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour, torrential rainfall and surging seas. Matthew, a Category 4 storm, tore through the island of Hispaniola, including Dominican Republic, as well as Cuba. Drew Clark of the Seattle-based World Vision Humanitarian Agency said hundreds of its staff in Haiti emerged from shelters to survey the devastation.
They've been reporting to us that as they emerge from their shelter, what they're seeing is a lot of buildings with corrugated tin roofs that have been thrown off in high winds. They're seeing some collapsing of poles and trees and so on. But we're going to find out more and more over the next 24 hours.
More than 100 centimeters of rain are expected in some areas, increasing the risk of deadly flooding and mudslides. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for Matthew's wrath Wednesday as it moves slowly northward.
I'm scared that it may have a lot of rain and flooding. But basically, the longer it stays, right, the slow speed is always a problem with us.
Andy Gill, a resident of the Bahamian capital Nassau, hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been issued for southern Florida, where the storm could make landfall later this week. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates, Republican Indiana Governor Mike Pence and Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, squared off in the only vice presidential debate late Tuesday. It took place at Longwood University, Farmville, Virginia, a location significant to Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate.
I'm proud because her vision of stronger together, building an economy that works for all, not just those at the top, being safe in the world, not only with a strong military, but also strong alliances to battle terrorism and climate change.
Pence also said he was humbled by being selected as the running mate of Republican Donald Trump at a critical time in the nation's history.
Donald Trump and I have a plan to get this economy moving again, and that is by lowering taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth in this economy.
Both men faced off for 90 minutes, presenting their differing views on taxes, foreign policy, and the personalities of their running mates. The election, November 8th. A Malian soldier was killed, two others wounded, after an ambush of a convoy near Timbuktu. A second UN peacekeeper, meanwhile, died following an attack Monday that targeted a UN camp in the Kidal region in the north. Two vehicles carrying Chadian soldiers hit landmines, killing one, wounding several others. An American service member has been killed in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province during an operation targeting Islamic State forces. A Pentagon spokesman said the service member died when an improvised explosive device went off during a patrol with Afghan forces. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.